So whose idea was it to put everybody in the diner on skates? Oh,
some idiot customer put a suggestion in the suggestion box.
Oh, my God, they took my idea.
That was you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Rachel, I made you a cocoa.
Oh, my God, it's so fast. Oh, my God, are you guys okay?
All right.
Oh. Oh, my.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, even your year. But I'll be there for you. Race or support, I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you. Cause you're there for me too.
Hey.
Hey. You know, with that goatee, you kind of look like Satan.
Oh, so that's why the priest threw holy water on me. Okay, listen, you have to cheer up, okay? You should come out with Ross and me. I mean, anything is better than sitting around here crying all day about Kate.
Hey, I was crying because nobody believed Quincy's theory, okay?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to be on TV.
No way!
Yeah, they're putting together this panel to talk about these fossils they just found in Peru, and the Discovery Channel's going to film it.
Oh, my God! Who's going to watch that?
Thanks. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Right. Saw a girl with that vest.
Thanks.
While most of us think of chocolate bunnies and baskets as traditional Easter gifts, some people insist on giving live chicks as presents. Unfortunately, the sad fact remains that most of these little guys won't live to see the 4th of July because as a result of improper care, they will be dead.
Yeah, hi, you guys got any of those baby chicks? Because I was watching this commercial on TV, and man, those things are cute.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, Pete, you're back. Hey, check this out.
Wow, skates.
Wow. You're a lot sturdier than Chandler. You crumbled like a piece of paper. So how was your trip?
Well.
Oh, what'd you bring me? Oh, hotel toiletries from Japan. Oh, these are going to go in my permanent collection.
You know what that says in English?
Hmm.
Made in Texas.
You want some coffee?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Oh. Regular decaf.
Whichever is closest.
All right.
So ask me what I did today.
So what did you do today, Pete?
I bought a restaurant, and I would like you to be the head chef.
What? Oh! Can you believe he just offered me a restaurant?
What a jerk. You want me to kick his ass?
I mean, this has been like my dream since I got my first Easy Bake Oven and opened Easy Monica's Bakery. I would kill for this job. I mean, I can totally do this job, and God knows I paid my dues. But Pete's just doing this because he has a crush on me.
And you're still not attracted to him at all?
No. I mean, how can I accept a restaurant from him? I can't. I couldn't even accept a necklace from Stu Vincent in the 7th grade.
Yeah, but Mon, that was totally different. He was your health teacher.
Oh. Ow! What, honey?
Oh, my side still hurts from when you crashed into me yesterday.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, God.
Hey, you guys, guess what?
Got a job on a riverboat?
You know what? I didn't wear this suit for a year because you hated it. Well, guess what? You're not my girlfriend anymore, so...
Oh, I see. So this suit is making a point.
Huh.
Now that you're on your own... You're free to look as stupid as you'd like.
You like it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I like it even more on you than I did on Colonel Sanders. Ross, I'm kidding. Yeah, Amir, what were you going to tell us?
Yeah. Oh, was it how you invented the cotton gin?
Okay, goodbye.
Was that a little harsh?
Oh, come on, are you kidding? Don't you remember when you were kids and you used to wear that gray sweatsuit and they used to call you the Hindenburg?
No.
My mistake.
So, after you put the suggestion in the box, how long did it take for the roller skating thing to happen?
About 3 months.
Okay, so I guess that's about 2 weeks before the topless thing kicks in.
Hey!
Hey!
I got you something. Open it! Open it.
Okay. It's a chicken.
It's cute, huh?
Whoa, 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 you guys, do you know anything about chicks?
Fowl? No. Women? No.
Okay, well, they are a huge responsibility, especially at this age. They require constant care. They need just the right food and lots of love.
Oh, well, no problem.
Easy, Lenny.
So, I mean, have you thought about it?
Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, no, not the thing. I hate the thing. What's the thing?
I can't do it. I'm sorry. Oh, I wish I could, but, see, you have these feelings for me.
Wait. That's what you're worried about? If that's the problem, we've got no problem.
Huh?
No, like I was going to tell you this over dinner, but I met somebody else on my trip.
Oh?
Her name's Anne. She's a journalist. We met on the plane. She asked me if she could finish off my peanuts. I thought she said something else. We had a big laugh. Yeah, I got tired of waiting.
Well, that's great. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm so happy for you. And now I can work for you.
I guess you can.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is incredible. Oh. All right, you know what? I'm just going to roll right in that office and quit.
All right.
Okay. Could you give me a little push?
Yeah. Good luck.
I'm quitting. Woo-hoo! I'm okay. All right.
Wow, that's exciting. You went to Japan, made up a woman.
What?
I'm just saying, this woman, I mean, she's fictitious, no?
And why would you say that?
Because you're still into Monica. So you told her there was somebody else, so she would agree to work with you. So because you figure, oh, if you spend a lot of time together, maybe something might happen. And
you're good. You're good.
Yeah, no, I'm fairly intuitive and psychic. It's a substantial gift.
Listen, can you promise me that you won't tell her, though?
Absolutely. Oh, I promise. Tell her what?
Thanks a lot.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I'm intuitive, but my memory sucks.
Okay, but this is the last time. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there. Here a chick, there a chick, everywhere a chick chick chicken.
Hey.
Hey.
How's she doing?
She?
Well, yeah. Don't you think it's a she?
I don't know. I can't tell. Whatever it was went back in too quickly.
Well, anyway, I gotta go change. I'm meeting some of the cast for drinks.
Excuse me?
What?
I stayed home from work today while you were at rehearsal so somebody could be here with our chick.
Hey, who was up from 2 o'clock this morning until 5 o'clock this morning trying to get her back to sleep?
You don't think I get up when you get up?
Oh, here it comes.
Yes, here it comes. I'm stuck here all day. And then you come in and spend 2 seconds with us. And then expect to go off gallivanting with your friends? Well, I don't think so, mister.
Hey, I need to relax, okay? I was working all day.
And you don't think taking care of our chick is work?
That's not what I said, okay? I just meant...
I know what you meant. You notice that ever since we got this chick, we've been fighting a lot more than we used to?
I don't know, maybe we weren't ready to have a chick.
I sure want one someday, though.
I know. I know.
I'll take her back tomorrow.
You think we'll get our $3 back?
Hey. Oh, hey. Can't believe you still have that.
Well, we're taking her back tomorrow.
No, no, that ridiculous thing on your face.
Thank you.
Right? Right, listen, I had that TV thing in like 2 hours, and I need your help, okay? What do you think? This blue suit or this brown one?
Well, the brown one brings out your eyes. But your butt looks great in a blue one.
Really? Wow, that aspirin dance really works.
Ow!
Oh my God, is that still...
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Rach.
Look, I'm fine. Watch. Look at that. Uh-oh.
Okay, look, you've got to go to a doctor, okay?
No, I have got to get ready and go to a dinner at my boss's house. Very big deal. There's a lot of people there that I have to meet.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to make a great impression. Hi, I'm Rachel Green. It's nice to meet you. Come on, you probably have a broken rib.
Well, I will go to the hospital tomorrow. It'll still be broken then.
Rachel.
But you know, I could use a hand getting ready.
Rachel.
Look, either help me or go.